Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Theology Matters. I am your host, Devin Palou, and
Melissa Palou.
Yes, it has been a long time since we've actually done a show together. We've been doing a few shows sporadically, but when we started this podcast, actually 7 years ago, yesterday, is that right?
Mm-hmm,
7 years
exactly.
ago yesterday, we used to do the show together. And, of course, that was before our little girl came. Of course, our little girl is 6 years old, so if you do the math, kind of explains explains why. So, but she is she's doing some stuff during the days with some classes, and so we have some time. We wanted to start picking up our show again, and just bringing some relevant topics and some of those issues. So, if you will, follow us on Facebook at Theology Matters with the Palous. You can just look that right up on Facebook, and there you will get several of our past shows. Melissa, what are some of the shows that we've done in the past?
Well, a number of topics. We have tried to do a variety, so everything from God's existence to the different cults and moral religions. Abortion, so, you know, we've dealt with social issues, we have dealt with gender issues, we have dealt with things even like mental health. So just a number of different topics that we try to cover based on things that we hear from others. And as we are reading the current events and you know, in the church and outside of the church, things that people are interested in and have on their heart.
That's right. So if you go to our Facebook page, Theology Matters with the Palous, there you will be able to access a lot of our old shows, actually all the shows that we've done. We've also done a number of debates that I have moderated on the show, from Mormonism to atheism to all kind of different issues. So check that out. You can catch our shows and see what we do. Kind of the normal format has been we normally interview somebody who's an expert in a particular area. So if we do a show on Mormonism, we normally bring somebody in who has a lot of experience and has studied extensively that issue, and that way we're getting the best of the best. And, of course, most of our people are trained at Southern Evangelical Seminary, SES.edu. Always want to give them a shout out because one of the best schools in apologetics, if not the best, in my humble opinion. So be sure to check out their website as well. So got some new things coming up for the show that we wanted to talk about. Basically, today's show, we're just going to do a little bit of a recap of what we did last year. Many of you guys know we are actually missionaries at with a group called Ratio Christi, which is the Reason for Christ. And we are out here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and we are at a university called Winthrop University. And I've been there now for how long?
It's been almost 6 years now.
Okay, almost 6 years. And we started also a chapter we're trying to get off the ground at York Tech, which is a little technical college, and been meeting there for about a year or two. Can't exactly remember, I think around 2 years.
Yeah, a couple years.
And so just wanted to talk a little bit about what was going on with that. So,
yeah, so I think this, you know, when we first started the ministry at Winthrop, we, you know, we started from the ground up, so we had to build a student or find out student interest, get student interest in the club, and go through the whole process of becoming a student organization. And so where we are at now is a neat place because we have a steady stream of students. We usually have a stream of new faces, and then we have students who are now have been been equipped and trained and who are doing the work of apologetics, ministry, and evangelism on the campus and, you know, in the community. So it's a neat place to see that, you know, from the ground up working to get this started and to look back and to see, you know, all that God's done in these almost 6 years with, you know, just starting with no students, you know, and then
right.
one student and two students. And then, you know, so it's been really, really a neat journey. And yeah.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about what we do, because we'll probably have some new listeners that may not be real familiar
mm-hmm.
with what Ratio Christi is and what we do. But probably most people would understand what a campus crusade is, or rough, or some of those college ministries where, you know, the college campus is rough. You have a lot of teens and students that end up walking away from the faith when they get to college. You know, we've known families, and they, you know, we grow up with them at our church, and we see their kids and we teach their kids, and we've seen it where the kids go off to college and unfortunately walk away from the faith. And so what we do, kind of our focus on the campus, is really trying to use apologetics, the tool of apologetics, to do a few things. First of all, for the kids that maybe, and we see this a lot, kids that grow up in a Christian home and they've gone to Sunday school, they've gone to Wednesday night Bible class and Sunday night, but they get outside of the church area and they get into this new environment. And they're being questioned, and that the faith is being attacked, that the Bible is not true, and that science has disproven the Bible. And probably one of the big things now is the sexual ethic of the Bible, that it's outdated, that you're bigoted if you hold to a traditional view of marriage, or if you're pro-life. And so a lot of students will wilt under that pressure. And so what we do is we try and help them to see that there are really good reasons and answers to these objections. A lot of them have just never heard them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why we also go to churches. I'll be speaking at two different churches coming up within the next month, where we get in there and we try and tell them, look, this is what apologetics is, and this is why we need it. And so you have that element of students.
Mm-hmm.
You have another element we see of students that love the Lord, and they're strong and they're committed in their faith. A lot of them haven't really had a lot of apologetics before, but then they get it. You know, I think of our past student president. They get it, and they love it, and they just turn into these, you know, beasts of evangelists, and they can't stop talking about the Bible and Christ and the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, we would find a group of those who did not grow up in the church, and they have these mischaracterization and views of what they think the Bible is and what they think Christianity is. And then they come to some of our meetings and they start hearing you know, a talk on the fine-tuning of the universe, or when we're having, you know, a scientist or chemist come in and talk about
mm-hmm.
The problem with the naturalistic views of the origins of life. A lot of them are amazed because they've never seen Christianity in that light.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of our mission is threefold there.
Right. And so in that way, it makes our reach I think very effective, because we are reaching different demographics of students with the same message and defending the truth of Christianity. And so it helps a number of students in a number of different ways. And so, you know, there's lots of different stories, you know, and lots of different lives that we've seen transformed. And so, you know, from the atheist to the student who was doubting, to the student who was a Christian but didn't know how to share their faith. So it's just a very rewarding thing to be a part of and to see God do. We have a professor ministry on campus that's been active for the past 3 years now, a group of Christian faculty that we gather periodically to it changes per semester based on everyone's schedule. I mean, as you know, in academia, it can, you know, with different class schedules and things like that, it can be challenging for there to be one block of time to meet. But, you know, sometimes we've met every other week or every other month, or excuse me, every bi-weekly or monthly, and we talk about different things from apologetic issues to becoming missional professors and what that means to be a professor with a biblical worldview and how that can affect their profession, their teaching, and strengthen their teaching and their impact on the campus, and also just the personal encouragement of knowing that there are other faculty who stand for the same things that you stand for, and that you have missionaries on the campus who support you and are praying for you and are there for you and are encouraging you. So that also is a very needed ministry, as professors are overlooked many times when it comes to campus ministry or just ministry in general. They're either looked at as the enemy, or sometimes they're looked at as rather skeptical, even in church, because of their academic, other academic successes and things of that nature. So, so it's just a really neat thing to be a part of, and to see God doing many, many neat things in the lives of the students and the faculty. And we've been holding public events each semester on campus, and those have increasingly gotten larger in terms of the audience that we're able to reach, because the university has worked with us to approve these as cultural events, which students can actually get credit towards, needed credit towards graduation requirement, to as if they attend. And so, you end up with a crowd of students that are Christian and non-Christian. And so it increases the reach there as well. So topics that we've addressed in the past, Devin, at our public events.
Yeah, so we've looked at, I think the first event we ever did was Has Science Buried God? And brought in one of our good friends from Seven Evangelical Seminary, Prem Isaac, brought him in, and it was a great time. Had a lot of people come. They signed up. It was the first time they really saw Christianity defended in that way, and actually seen that there were good reasons to believe that science and Christianity were not in conflict. We did a talk about a year or two ago on the resurrection, whether or not there was good historical evidence for the resurrection. That was right before Easter, had a massive crowd there. We've been blessed to have Frank Turek come in a couple times, and we had him come in last, when was that, February?
February. Uh-huh.
And he did a talk on If God, Why Evil? And, this is a Tuesday night, and we crowded that place out. There was several hundred in attendance, and a lot of skeptics. And we even have some of the groups that come on campus that are not necessarily Orthodox Christians, but they came. They wanted to hear what was being said. And afterwards, there was a time of Q&A, and people could ask questions. And so it's really a neat environment that we've been able to create at Winthrop. And, people know if they have questions or if they want to be able to have a safe place to have these conversations, they can come to our group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, they may not feel as comfortable at a Bible study or something, but we have, consistently non-Christians and Christians, and we've purposely set it up to where we want our non-Christian friends to come and feel comfortable so that they can come and we can really reason through some of these issues.
Right. So it's been such a blessing. And then for them to also know that there are other campus ministries that are doing great things as well. So it's really, really wonderful environment. And, in terms of our not just the campus ministry, but being community apologists with Rasha Christie, that gives us the opportunity to go beyond the campus and into the community to do various apologetics sort of outreaches as well. So that might be anything from on the street evangelism to attending atheist conferences and trying to make connections and build relationships with some of those in the atheist community so that we can reach them with the gospel, to sharing at churches and youth groups which we have done quite a bit over, you know, this year particularly. And so that is, so we are a resource to the community and to the Christian community, but also to the atheist community and to those who are searching for answers. So that's just been a big part of our heart because, you know, we didn't want to be concentrated just at one place. You know, we wanted to be able to reach the community. A big part, you know, of our ministry over the years for most of our marriage has been pro-life activism. So that has continued this year in terms of doing a lot more education and reaching those in crisis pregnancies. So I'm doing quite a bit of pro-life apologetics, helping people to think through the issue of the sanctity of human life, questions, do we know when life begins, when personhood, you know, the typical exceptions and objections that people raise to the pro-life position, because we are committed to the sanctity of human life, and that is something that we have done on campus as well.
And that is a topic a lot of people don't want to touch because it does, you know, it is a hot button issue and does draw a lot of fire. But we've been blessed to have a really good relationship with our friend Clinton Wilcox from Life Training Institute, and he comes out every January. And we have we do a whole week of teaching with him. If you go to YouTube and type in Ratio Christi Winthrop University, specifically this semester, we really tried to videotape most of our lectures and stuff that we've given. So you guys can see exactly what is it they're doing at the college campus. What is it that the college students are hearing? And so maybe with that, Melissa, talk a little bit about what was our theme last semester? What were some of the topics that we hit?
We covered a study that we came up with called The Faith Next Door, where we wanted to look at in depth and examine other world religions and cults. And we knew that we wanted to cover topics such as Islam and Judaism and these sort of things, the traditional things, topics that people cover with doing these sort of studies or discussions. But we also wanted to cover some of the more nuanced and more newer popular worldviews and belief systems that are becoming popular in culture and on the campus. So we covered Scientology and you might have to help me. Okay.
Well, what was the one that you did? You did
okay.
A couple of them, right?
I actually did. I spoke on Satanism. Which was very, because people were very confused, were very interested, but the way that Satanism has been portrayed typically in the Christian church is that Satanists, you know, are bowing down and worshiping the actual figure that is described in scripture as Satan, but Satanists, typically that is not the case of what they believe. It's more of a self-pleasure, you know, sort of thing. So they don't necessarily worship a deity. So they're for the most part they're atheistic, and so, you know, just clearing up things like that, so that when people hear or when our students hear about these topics, they're not confused. They have a starting point when their friends bring up these religions, or when they run into someone who has these other worldviews, that they can talk. They can have a conversation with them and have a starting point to be conversational and to share the gospel. I think we also covered Hinduism, Buddhism. Let's see. I did neo-paganism,
Judaism.
There's some that Wicca as well. So these are things that become more popular.
Yeah. And they're on our YouTube channel. Again, you just go to Ratio Christi Winthrop. And you'll be able to see these talks in full.
And
like I say, we did have a big event with Frank Turek come out as well.
Yeah, and, you know, just so people know, too, whenever we're doing these talks, when we talk about the ministry on campus and the teachings and these sort of things and the discussions and doing Q&A, it's more than just getting up there and just spouting off some facts that you just kind of read, but we really take the time to really try to become as knowledgeable and to study. So it takes a lot of background and study to prepare for these weekly meetings, and to be able to field questions. You know, we're not just up there just talking and giving a talk or a lecture or sermon, and then we close out and everyone goes home. We actually take questions on the spot, and so it requires a level of dedication to study behind the scenes, on top of the, in addition to the meetings, the interactions, you know, with students on a social level. And,
yeah, I mean, you can have students that have, you know, are majoring in world religions or evolution or, you know, some of those kind of things. And so, you know, you have to know the topics pretty well.
Yeah, and having social interactions with the students on a conversational level, meeting with them outside of the regular meetings, mentoring them, you know, and even with personal spiritual issues that they're having, or mental health issues or what have you, being there for them through that. We have a weekly think group as well that has been going strong for a couple of years now, and that it maybe 3 years now.
Yeah.
But it's a time outside
That's
of
one our non-Christian students.
Yeah.
Had suggested we do that.
Yeah, and so it's a time outside of the regular meeting where we can sit down in an informal setting in the student center and just have a Q&A time, a discussion time about the information that was covered in the meeting or about other questions that they may have about Christianity, the Bible, theology, apologetic issues, and things like that, because we do – our goal is to help these students to – become a conversational evangelist and apologist in their daily lives. We realize that our reach is limited. We can only reach so many people. There's only so many hours in the day, but if you can pour into and equip others, their reach, who knows what their reach is going to be, where God might send them, or what sphere of influence that they will have on the university, not only at the university, but in their families. In their with their friends and that sort of thing. So
and we've had friends and actually one of our leadership members whose family members were not believers, and they actually watched the YouTube videos and was saying how, you know, her grandma had came to faith by watching some of the videos and a case for the reliability of the Bible, you know. And so, you know, you never know who it's going to reach. But one of the things I just want to mention, too, is our team. So, our faculty advisor, Jeff, and our good friend Mike Bost, and Pastor Ware, who's recently came on, is All Saints Lutheran Church. I just wanted to give them a shout-out and a big thanks, because we could not do what we do without them. And we have been just really blessed to have some amazing student leaders and president and that in the past. So
What's going on this summer is we do a summer Rasha Christie has a youth component in addition to the college and the professors called Rasha Christie College Prep. So we spend the summers training youth in apologetics, because, you know, again, if we can reach the youth before they get to the college environment and equip them in biblical worldview and apologetics, theology, that sort of thing, then therefore they will have more of a foundation to stand upon when they leave home. So we are currently meeting. If you're in the Rock Hill area, welcome. Youth ages 13, 18 are welcome to join us at 1366 Amelia Avenue. We're meeting at the Fellowship Building of Rock Hill Bible Fellowship Church at 7 o'clock on Thursday evenings. So we are, you know, in addition to our discussion time, we do, you know, have some fellowship time and we eat and things like that. So build relationships as well. So any youth are available to join us for that as well.
Yeah, and the curriculum that we've been using is one that just came out from Awana's called the Journey Advocates, which Sean McDowell, I believe, developed that. And it's really a worldview training, and my wife had basically found that online and did a great job with that. So we're going through that, and, yeah, we would love to have any of your any students or anything like that, ages 13 to 18, if you're in the area, be happy to have you out with that. Talk real quick maybe, Melissa, about what do we got coming up this semester? What's our theme at Rational Christians Winthrop?
So we're going to be looking at the Bible, and when I say looking at the Bible, not that we don't look at the Bible now, but we're going to be looking really in depth at the Bible, how we got the Bible, how do we know the Bible's true, how do we know that the books that we have in the Bible are the right books, just those questions of biblical authority that come up, how do we even interpret the Bible correctly. So we're going to spend this year taking a lot of time just going in depth looking at the Bible, from how we got it to its reliability to how do we interpret and read it correctly and these sort of things. So that will, as we know, the Bible has always been under scrutiny, and yet it has stood the test of time because of the fact that it is divinely inspired. And so we want to make that case that the Bible is divine in origin. And so that will be our focus for this coming year. We also wanted to touch base on last year and this past semester, with the worldviews and the different religions that we covered, we always incorporated evangelism, and not just knowing about these other religions, that's very helpful, but also just how to reach those who are in the other worldviews and how to start conversation, how to have dialogue. And we even had Norm Geisler International Ministries came in to do a training, a one-day training on conversational evangelism in January, where we talked about, identifying other worldviews and how to properly, just how to start. It wasn't a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. It was how to start conversations, how to maintain and start spiritual conversations with people who you might just meet on the street or what have you. Because, many times, even if you know the information, it's like, how do I get this going? How do I communicate these things? And how to listen well. That was a huge part of it, is listening well to people. And so that will be a big focus for this summer with our youth as well. We're working a lot with the worldview training, with the evangelism combined, in terms of how to understand other worldviews and how to communicate effectively the gospel to other worldviews. And then we'll be going out and doing some, just some conversational type evangelism things that, and when I talk about conversational evangelism, I think the term itself lends to different things, but it's getting the conversation started, getting the conversation going in a spiritual manner, asking questions about one's worldview, asking what one believes about life or death or morality, and from there engaging a conversation. And it may not go as far as you would like at that point, but it can build a relationship where you can continue the dialogue as you get to know a person. So.
Yeah, and we I was talking about this last night with them, that we really want to instill this principle of charity, where we're, not assuming the worst about the person's worldview, but trying to really understand what it's saying, and then, examine it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So excited about a lot of the things we got coming up. I think today's show will probably be a shorter show, right?
We just wanted to drop in and just kind of say hello and just update everybody. We're also going to be working. We're part of a board ministry called LRE Ministry, and the ministry has just started a new maternity home in Rock Hill area where we can house women who are pregnant and homeless to care for them and to show them the love of Christ and to help them to have a plan for when their child arrives. So we are going to be working with doing some work with through Rational Christi with Palmetto Women's Center, which is the pregnancy center here in our county, and on campus do some pro-life training, because I think many times with pro-life ministry, yes, we want to be out there. We want to be saving babies. We want to be active in that aspect because life matters to God. Every life matters to God. But then also creating a culture of life is another facet of pro-life ministry that sometimes is ignored. So creating a culture of life is not just through legislation, that's a part of it, but actually helping people to be conversational in their daily lives and pro-life training and apologetics so that they can have meaningful dialogue with people to help them to think more clearly about this issue. So transforming the culture through trainings and through events and through education. And so that's going to be a focus of ours as well.
Right, and on the campus specifically, you have Planned Parenthood has a very heavy presence on the campus. And so for us to be able to be there and representing, you know, the crisis pregnancy and have another alternative to just Planned Parenthood and abortion, we're very honored and happy to be a part of that. So, you want to talk about what we're going to be doing, kind of about with our shows and that coming up?
Oh, yeah. Our plan for Theology Matters is to have a show weekly. And we are planning tentatively right now for Wednesdays at noon Eastern. And so we will be covering a recent article that is becoming largely spread on social media and that people are reading and are getting ideas from, and to try to look at those articles and examine them more closely and just how to
probably still do some interviews.
Yes, we'll do some interviews as well. But we want to look at some of the current issues and events that people are dealing with and that people are discussing and to be relevant in that manner. So
we'll be happy to take your calls even.
Yeah, so we'll be taking calls and that kind of thing. But we're just really happy to be doing the show. We're so thankful for our supporters. We need more supporters.
Talk about that for a minute, Melissa.
Yeah. So
what do we, you know, what we do?
Yes. So being full-time missionaries means that our lives revolves around what we do. So we don't actually clock in and out, but we are pretty much always on the clock, though. And so, you know, we're planning, when we're not doing, you know, doing something per se, we're planning something, we're discussing something, we're studying something, we're meeting with someone, all of these, there's many, many aspects to it. And we would love to talk more to you about that. You know, we have our donation link is devinpalu.ratiochristi.org. So basically Devin, D-E-V-I-N, our last name, Palu. So devinpalu.ratiochristi.org. And, you know, we would love to have monthly supporters to come alongside us and just to help us to continue to do this work that is changing lives and in our community and, you know, outside of our community because we are in constant dialogue with people all over the place. And so, you know, not just that, but just, we want to be a resource to you in any way that we can as well. You can email me at melissapalu@ratiochristi.org. So melissapalu@ratiochristi.org, and we'll have our link and the email here in the description of the show, so that you know you can follow up with us, ask us any questions that you'd like about our ministry or questions that we can help you with in service in your area. And so we, you know, we are kind of reflecting on as we come up on 15 years of marriage next week on the 25th, and just how life has been interesting being a couple in ministry and in marriage.
And one of the most important parts, we haven't even mentioned her.
Yes, and being a parent. So managing
special needs.
Yeah, so we're special needs parents to our 6-year-old.
We may not know about it.
Yeah, so our daughter she has significant autistic, or she's on the autism spectrum and with significant challenges and communication disorder. And so she's right now in therapy as we speak at Applied Behavioral Analysis Therapy, where she is going during the summer for 7 hours a day, actually. And so it's an in-depth therapy, that it, that we're seeing improvements in terms of her communication and things like that. So, but just, you know, I was just thinking about with us being, I think one of the interesting role things with our ministry is that Devin and I are both co-chapter directors. So what that means is that we, I mean, we work together all day, every day, pretty much. You know, now there's times when he may have meetings or he may have a teaching. I might have a teaching or a meeting or something of that nature. But we're everything that we do in terms of this ministry, in terms of is a teamwork effort. And so we, I think that, that it's a great thing to do. It does have a its challenges because you do have to at times take a breather back and you know, focus on just you as a couple and in your marriage and that as well. And that's something that we're still, I think we're still learning because I don't know if there's a perfect balance. But you know, things, you know, because, you know, folks do ask us about this and there's no perfect balance. We just try to keep our lives as simple as possible. We try to keep our lives as Christ-centered as possible, though, you know, obviously we fall short daily. And did you have thoughts on that?
No, I mean, that's not right.
Yeah, it's one of the things with our ministry is that because we are dealing with tough issues and we're encountering worldviews and we're combating some of the social ills of our day, you know, we do at times get, I wouldn't say attacked, but we do. And so as a husband and wife team, we have to stay connected to each other and in prayer and there's spiritual attacks that happen all the time. And so just, you know, I ask that more than anything that you guys just pray for us and pray for our family with, you know, different, you know, challenges that may come up and that generally come up. And just, we're just thankful for all the support. We're thankful for the love. We're thankful for another year of marriage and for God's faithfulness though we're through our unfaithfulness. Through us and us, sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied here. Though we're faithless, God is always faithful. And so just pray for protection. And that's pretty much our update.
Yeah. We just wanted to get you guys kind of a little bit of what we were doing this year and what we got coming up ahead. And I want to send this little podcast out to our donors and supporters and our friends. And hopefully be back next week. We'll spend some time this weekend finding something to discuss for Wednesday.
And
if you can't catch the live stream, that's fine.
Yeah.
You'll get the podcast. Feel free to you know, give us some suggestions or topics of ideas you may want us to talk about and cover. Is that what you're
right? I was going to say that exactly. If there's topics that are coming up that you see coming up a lot in your encounters, or things, questions that you have, objections that you may have to Christianity or to cultural sort of ideas that you would like us to discuss, then my email is melissapalu@ratiochristi.org, and we would love to put those in our turn of events here, in our turn of topics.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for taking the time and hearing us out. And we look forward to seeing you all next Wednesday. We're thinking around 12 o'clock. Again, if you don't get the live feed, you can catch the podcast. So thanks again. I'm going to play this short promo here for Ratio Christi, and then look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.
Welcome to the One Minute Apologist. We interview the world's leading apologists to provide credible answers to curious questions.
Welcome to the 1 Minute Apologist. My name is Bobby Conway, and I am here with Corey Miller, the president of Ratio Christi. It's good to have you on, Corey.
Thanks, Bobby. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tell our audience, what is Ratio Christi?
Ratio Christi is a campus apologetics alliance. It just changed from Student Apologetics Alliance to Campus Apologetics Alliance. And we want to focus like a laser beam on apologetics evangelism on the university campuses.
And how many different chapters do you have right now?
We have over 150 university chapters and some international as well.
It's growing like crazy, isn't it?
It is.
How can people get involved?
Go to ratiochristi.org.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much for your passion to create a vision and work with people to implement a vision to make sure that our students out there can figure out the answers to their toughest questions.